Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The final major of the year begins in the wee hours of the morning our time at Royal Portrush. It is the Open Championship, the oldest major in golf. And then the following week, pursuit of the FedEx Cup and all those players trying to get into the FedEx Cup playoffs resumes at the TPC of the Twin Cities in Blaine and the 3M Open. Tournament play begins a week from tomorrow in Blaine, and Tournament Director Mike Welch joins us to tell us about all the festivities. Mike, good to visit with you.
Likewise, Steve. Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and first of all, the Open Championship, a lot of excitement. I don't think I'm going to stay up until after midnight to see the first players tee off, but I know when I get out of bed in the morning, I'm going to check that leaderboard and keep an eye on it throughout the day. And then, of course, the countdown to the 3M Open, and it's got to be a very exciting time as you bring some of the top players in the world to the Twin Cities.
Yeah, we love Friday of the Open Championship because, you know, they get done probably about 2-3 in the afternoon for us, Steve. We know the people that are not going to make the cut, and then they have about 90 minutes to enter our tournament if they feel like they need to get in it, because we cut it off at 4 p.m. And so it's always a really interesting time in our office at that time, because 2 years ago, Justin Thomas missed the cut, and then boom, 30 minutes later, he was in our field. So we never root against anybody, but it's always a fun time for us. So yeah, we're super excited when that happens.
Yeah, and it is a good spot on the schedule because it is on the heels of a major, but there are guys scrambling to get into the FedEx Cup playoffs because it is lucrative, and the opportunity to play in the Tour Championship and ultimately win the biggest prize in golf.
Yeah, I think, you know, when all of this with LIV happened 3 years ago, Steve, everybody was really concerned, but the Tour was at the forefront and a very forward thinking around, you know, what they needed to do. And by taking the Tour cards from the top 125 to the top 100, the FedEx Cup playoffs for the top 70, the entry into signature events the next year into the top 50, and then, like you mentioned, top 30 for the Tour Championship, there's really good players right now that are anywhere from 95 to 125 that actually might not have a Tour card next year. And you'll see most of those folks at TPC Twin Cities. And so you're talking about people like Sahith Theegala and Gary Woodland and Tom Kim. Like, it's crazy how that's going, and we certainly are beneficiaries of that.
And the 3M Open, once again, a four-day event, full field PGA Tour event. And I know, Mike, you probably get this asked all the time. Let's talk about some of the players that have committed already to the event and will be in the Twin Cities next week.
Yeah, you know, again, back to the whole thing around what's been done the last 3 years. I mean, Steve, we have the deepest field we've ever had in our history. We'll have 55, well, I should say as of today, we have 55 of the top 110 players in the official world golf rank. And I'll remind you that some of those players are not even eligible to play our tournament because they're on the LIV Tour or they're at DP World Tour. So So from a depth perspective, best field that we've ever had, you know, number 16 in the world, Matt McNeely. Then you got Akshay Bhatia, Tom Kim, Tony Finau. I mentioned Gary Woodland. I mean, just a host of people, the ones that we announced super early, Sam Burns, Wyndham Clark, Max Homa is coming, who obviously has struggled but really turned it on as of late, and certainly one of the most popular. So I think if you are somebody who really gets into the top 30 players in the world, or somebody who knows just the popularity of the golfer from something like Netflix Full Swing, we have somebody for everybody this year.
And joining us on the line, Mike Quelch, Tournament Director, 3M Open starts early next week. There are a lot of festivities, the Pro-Am, of course, other events, and then the tournament begins a week from Thursday. And the TPC of the Twin Cities, let's talk a little bit about the golf course. This is one of those where good scores are possible, but there are also challenges, including 18, that can really be a feast or famine hole for even the best players in the world.
Yeah, I'm biased, but I think, you know, the par 5 18th is one of the best finishing holes on tour. I mean, you know, if you are down two, you have a great shot at eagle. But if you're up two, like Cam Champ was a few years ago, and you hook it directly left into the tall stuff, you're really challenged to make bogey. And, you know, we have water on 13 of the 18 holes. I always say that if you're playing really well and you're striking the ball well and you're putting it well, you're going to score well. But if you're off your game a little bit, because of that water and because we've had such a wet summer, Steve, the rough is up like you wouldn't believe. And, you know, again, last year's winning score, Jonathan Vegas, 17 under. You see a lot of these tournaments now that are in the 20s. We have only had one of our 6 years where our winner's been in the 20s. And so I think TPC Twin Cities is putting together a great test for these PGA Tour golfers, and we don't expect anything different this year.
When Arnold Palmer and Tom Lehman got involved in the original design of the layout, it was built for spectators as well. And there's great vantage points all over the golf course. And if people have thought, yeah, I'd love to go out and give it a try and check it out, you're going to see golf, that there are plenty of areas all over the course to get a good view of the players and the action.
6.2 miles of front row seats. That's what we sell, right? I mean, you know, it is amazing when you think about that. But, you know, there's shaded areas. You know, I'm not a weatherman, but, you know, I see the extended forecast, and if it gets to be in the mid-80s, there's plenty of shade. But, you know, you go to hole 14, and it's a great vantage point, and then you can see hole 17 across the water. Hole 18 has a grove of trees and then has some great sponsor activation areas that you can hang out at. And so you're right. I mean, I think, you know, it is built in mind with spectating first, and there's no shortage of that. And just, we're super excited to have the core golf fan out next week. But if you're just what I call the golf curious and you want to see a little bit of golf and have a great food and beverage experience, well, we have that for you as well at the 3M Open.
Yeah, and the parking is so convenient. There's shuttles to the golf course. There's a lot of different ticket ranges. Let's get into that a little bit. How do people get on the grounds? And I know there are a wide variety of ticket options.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, 3MOpen.com, just hit the buy a ticket tab, and you can come for as little as $65 if you want just a general grounds pass. I'll remind everybody that kids 15 and under are free. That's really rare these days. So if you're like me and you have a family of six, you know, just the parents are paying for the tickets. And if your kids are 15 and under, they get to come free. And that's always a big thing. But then we have elevated tickets up from that. We have some all-inclusive tickets with all of your food and beverage. We have some where just, you know, there's a couple of beers and a food item included. Then we have the Silly Party Deck over on hole 18. So I mentioned the golf curious, or what I call the Top Golf crowd. You know, if you want to go have unlimited Stilly, unlimited Pepsi and water with one food item, you can go and enjoy the vibes, live music on hole 18, and see a little bit of golf sprinkled in. So again, thinking about, you know, just having an experience where it's really more than just golf, we certainly have that at the 3M Open, and you'll see all of that on 3MOpen.com.
One of the signatures of the PGA Tour and all the spots or stops on tour, including the 3M Open, here in the Twin Cities next week, is a dedication to charity and charitable causes, and certainly no exception. The work that's been done with the old 3M Championship and when the Champions Tour came to town, and now the PGA Tour coming to town, charity and doing good things in the community is a big part of it.
It is, and it's, you know, it's a staple of the PGA Tour and its tournament. Since we converted over to a PGA Tour event in 2019, Steve, you know, we've given over $8.5 million to 25-plus charities and been able to positively impact over 1.25 million youth and young adult in just that, you know, short 6.5 years. And so that's something that we're super proud of. At the end of the day, when we get asked why we do this, that's why we do it, you know, to positively impact these youth and young adults and to make a difference in a lot of these folks' lives. You know, it brings over $50 million of economic impact to the region. And to your point, you know, charitable endeavors are really at the forefront of the 3M Open and the PGA Tour in general.
And there are a lot of ways to get involved. Even if you're busy later in the week, there's things going on starting Tuesday. There's practice rounds. The pro-am's always a lot of fun. I mean, there's a lot of ways to get involved. If you can stop out on a Thursday or only make it on Sunday, there's room for you out there.
There is. I mean, Tuesday and Wednesday are practice rounds. It's $25 for a ticket. You mentioned the Wednesday Pro-Am. We just announced today 11 celebrities and athletes that are going to be participating in it. Head to our social channels to see who's coming there, but that's going to be a lot of fun. Get to see some really great athletes and former athletes. And then, yeah, I mean, Thursday, if you can come out, if you're busy Friday and Saturday, or if you're not busy on the weekend, Sunday is family day this year, Steve. That's new for us. If you got young kiddos or grandkids, Blippi and Mika, of YouTube sensation, I had to learn a little bit about them, but I do know they have 23 million subscribers, and I know that's really good in these days. And so we're going to have meet and greets with Blippi and Mika on Sunday. We're going to have all the team mascots out. We're going to have family meal deals. Again, just thinking about, you know, how we can provide something to do for families and not break the bank. And so Sunday, July 27th will be our family day. And then I'll just quickly add, if you're a country music fan, make sure you come on Saturday for Swings and Strings presented by Scotch featuring Lee Bryce, country music star. 30 minutes after round three ends on Saturday, we're going to have a concert up on the hill by 13, 14, and 18, and it's free. If you buy a ticket to come Saturday to round three, you get entry into that Swings and Strings featuring Lee Bryce. So tons of fun on Saturday as well.
And easy to get to, and parking is just a breeze. And all my experiences coming out during tournament week, TPC of the Twin Cities, it is a piece of cake. Shuttles take you right to the course.
They do. National Sports Center, it's a 5 to 7 minute drive right to the front gate of the 3M Open. And once you're in there, that's where all of our activation areas and food and beverage are. So it's we think about that, what we call the driveway-to-driveway experience, and feel like we've taken care of that for our fans.
Yeah, and, you know, if you're one of those that don't want to walk all 18 holes, typically when I'm out there, I find a group and like to follow along. I really get a kick out of that and walk some holes with the players. But if people want to stay fairly close to the clubhouse and 18 and that area, that is doable as well. You don't have to put on miles and miles if you don't have that in you.
It's so true. And, again, if you have young kiddos,
that's right.
Everything is right by the main entrance, as you mentioned, and by the 18th hole. Our fan village is up there, and once you're up there, you can go to M Health Fairview's Family Care Center. And if you got super young kiddos, if you're a nursing mom, if you need to change a diaper, we got the Primrose Playground, so we got something for, you know, infants and toddlers. And again, you go down to the Northwoods, which is just down the hill there with the Grove of Trees. That's where a lot of our food and beverage are. So, you know, we have things like the Excel Energy Backyard where we have yard games. And you literally have not even probably had a three wood or a, for you, a long hitter, a three iron, you know, that just away from the main entrance. So we really are thinking about convenience for everybody.
Well, Mike, always good to visit with you. We'll keep our fingers crossed on good weather all week at the TPC of the Twin Cities in Blaine for the 3M Open. And it's easy. Get all the info at the website, 3MOpen.com. Tickets, everything you need to know is right there.
Thanks so much, Steve. You got it. I appreciate you having me tonight.
Yeah, always good to visit with you, Mike. There he is, Mike Welch, Tournament Director of the 3M Open, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We got a major, the Open at Royal Portrush. Rory McIlroy's got to be among the favorites. World number one, Scotty Scheffler. They'll tee off in the wee hours of the morning, our time. Round number one getting underway on a Thursday across the pond. And then the players head this way next week with practice rounds starting on Tuesday in Blaine. It is 7:18. Bite of the night coming up And we'll revisit the All-Star game. How good was that? The Hank Aaron tribute. Joe Ryan got in the game. Byron Buxton had a double in the ninth and scored the fifth run. AL would tie it up, then lose it in a swing off. We'll have more of that on Bite of the Night in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO. I'm feeling really good about the All-Star game. That was fun. I just felt top to bottom that was really fun. And I wanted to get it to a text that came up earlier. And I think this was really good. I'm with you. The Hank Aaron tribute was amazing. I also enjoyed the swing off, mainly because all the players got so into it and were genuinely enjoying the moment. It was fun last night. It was good sports entertainment. All right. Bite of the Night, Chris, what do you got?
Yeah, we're going to kind of piggyback off of that, Steve, because the swing off, was it gimmicky? Yes. Was it silly? Yes. Was it fun? Absolutely. I thought it was fun. And you mentioned on something that the texter said that the guys were having fun, the players were having fun. Now, I don't care that it wasn't Aaron Judge and it wasn't Shohei Ohtani, but you had Pete Alonso and you had Kyle Schwarber and you had Jonathan Aranda. Like, you had these lesser-known players. That added to it. Like, okay, we can see these big-name players anytime. Let me see these guys that normally don't get that, you know, don't get that time. But here is how it was called on Fox Sports last night when Kyle Schwarber essentially won it for the National League.
Through you, Schwarber in the air to center field, heading towards the wall, and down center. That's huge for the National League. They're within one. So there you go. He said if he could get it on his first swing, and he did. Oh. Schwarber's in the All-Star game. Oh. Tied at three.
That's MVP material if he gets a third one right here. This guy, if he stopped playing, he'll be a softball superstar.
Pretty darn good baseball superstar. AL rallied in the game. NL has rallied in the swing. Oh, with the hat-trick! Look out, Chop House! National League takes the lead 4-3.
Unbelievable.
That is cool. I know it's BP, it's whatever, but to close out a great night with that is really cool. And a really, really good moment for the game, a fun night. I think people left the ballpark, shut off their TVs last night going, yeah, that was great. I wouldn't want to see a swing-off and a regular season game, certainly not a postseason game.
I wanted 7 game of the World Series.
Can you imagine?
That's
but
what I want.
It's really good stuff. I mean, it's just all around a feel-good night because there's a lot of stuff going on in the world where it's a good break from that.
It is. I do have one gripe with the All-Star game.
All right.
And that is
that it was too hot and humid.
Yeah. Hot and humid is for, you know, if you're, you know, hot and humid, you're, you know, sissies. Come on, suck it up.
Right.
Suck it up, Buttercup. No, it's the fact that when you get to that point, half the stadium is gone. Like, you look, there were empty seats. Like, some people didn't even stick around for that. I think you got to start this a little bit earlier. If you got all that pomp and circumstance, even start it a half hour earlier. Like, I mean, there are people, believe it or not, people still have to get up and go to work in the morning. Like, everybody's going to be able to stay up to watch every little bit, no matter how hardcore of a baseball fan you are. And this is something that's meant for more of the casual fan. I feel like even bumping it up a half hour, I feel, would do wonders.
Yeah, I agree. I still think, you know, considering what was going on, the game itself moved along really well. And I will go back to one thing, and I'll repeat this from earlier in the show. do yourself a favor and go to YouTube and check out the Hank Aaron tribute from last night. It was an amazing use of technology that wouldn't have been feasible, in my opinion, even 10 years ago, to do what they pulled off. Because number one, they were able to dim the lights in the ballpark. And with modern lighting, you're able to bring the big lights down right away, instantly. And then they were able to project these images and bring Hank Aaron's 715th home run from that summer in 74 to life when he passed Babe Ruth. That was spectacular.
And they didn't recreate all of the people mobbing him as he got to third base, though.
Yeah, they didn't do that part, but they had Milo Hamilton, they had Vin Scully, they had the video, they had the home run, they had the fireworks, and they had the home run land in almost exactly the same spot it did at the old launching pad, Atlanta Fulton County Stadium, which has long since been torn down, and then they built Turner Field for the Olympics, and then it became Turner Field. Now they've moved out to the burbs in Truist Park. But man, it was really good, and good for Kyle Schwarber. That's pretty impressive what he pulled off there.
Yeah, and he does look like he would be a hell of a softball player. He looks like he would fit great on that 1993 Phillies team with like John Crook and Mickey Morandini and, you know, Lenny Dykstra when they were known as America's.
Or what about the Brewers teams? You know, Harvey's Wallbangers way back in the day, the Brew Crew.
I like it. What team could Kyle Schwarber be? Kyle Schwarber is kind of a guy that I feel could step into a beer league softball league and just kick ass, and then he could go like 2-for-4 in a major league game the next day.
Well, he could go almost incognito and just show up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And fit right in. I kind of feel that way about the Big Dumper as well, Cal Raleigh. That he could probably, you know, show up and people would go, "Who's this guy?" I don't think that's going to last much longer.
Dumps. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
Yeah. And speaking of nicknames, in celebration of the Major League All-Star break, we're going to have some fun in a moment. Best nicknames in Major League history. Is the Big Dumper eventually going to move into that category? It could. We'll get into that following the weather here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Where did I put my fleece coat? I may need it in the morning. I'm not kidding you. I stepped out of the office at my full-time gig to make my way to the studio for the show tonight. By the way, final night, Steve in for Henry here on the Lake Show. Henry is back tomorrow night, Summer League in Vegas. And by the way, the Timberwolves beat the Suns 89-85. They're 4-0 in Summer League. Rob Dillingham, 23 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. Future point guard, we hope, for the Timberwolves. So there's that. By the way, Loons underway in the Midway tonight, LAFC in town. Loons having a very good year. I think as we move forward, they're going to get more and more attention. And the Lynx won their camp day matinee over Phoenix into the All-Star break. And Cheryl Reeve will coach one of the All-Star teams. Fee Sakalier will be front and center at the All-Star game this coming weekend. But back to MLB. MLB All-Star break continues. Twins resume in Colorado on Friday night. They'll play again Saturday night, Sunday matinee. They'll be in L.A., and then they return home to take on the Nats a little bit later in the month, first return trip to Target Field. And it kind of came to me during Home Run Derby. And Cal Raleigh won the Home Run Derby. Byron Buxton was involved. And Cal Raleigh, the big dumper, and he wins the Home Run Derby. And then I, you know, was thinking about nicknames and great major league nicknames. And there are great nicknames in sports history. You know, the NFL, the NBA, the NHL. For instance, Maurice Rocket Richard. You know, phenomenal nickname. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, but baseball is different, though. Like, baseball, oh, yeah. I feel, embraces nicknames unlike any other. I mean, outside of the XFL with the whole he hate me nonsense,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, that and those are just made up. Those aren't forged over time. And there was this cool list put together, and you can find it at MLB.com. Joel Posnanski put together the 25 best nicknames in MLB history, just his opinion. And to give you an example, and I've got my list, Chris has his list, and if you want to text great MLB nicknames over the years, it can be old school, it can be the big dumper if you want.
What are we going to do when we don't have Cal Raleigh to talk about? I
like this guy, and the players around him loved him. People love Cal Raleigh.
I feel like he's one of those names, though, Steve, that the more you say it, it's going to be like the Candyman, right? You say his name three times, and he's going to appear right behind you. I mean, big dumper, big dumper, big dumper. Oh, my God, there he is. Yeah. He's in the Wolf studio right across the aisle here.
You know, and he could be a flash in the pan, kind of like Mark the Bird Fidrich of Tiger fame all those summers ago. And I was just a kid when the Bird was a big deal in Detroit and would talk to the ball and all of that. But this list at MLB.com, for instance, way back in the day, you may remember the Penguin Ron Say, for example. I remember him as a manager more than a player, but the Mike Hargrove, the human rain delay. I mean, that's pretty good.
I only remember Mike Hargrove as the manager of...
Yeah.
I think it was the Cleveland Indians, right? Didn't he manage Cleveland?
Yep.
Okay.
And he was known as the human rain delay for the many time-consuming adjustments, in air quotes. And we're talking gloves, cup, I mean... and he's one of the big reasons I think we have a pitch clock today.
Was he Nomar before Nomar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just, just amazing.
Got it.
Another one I didn't think of. I love it. Oil Can Boyd.
Oh, yes.
You remember that? Dennis Oil Can Boyd.
Yeah, well, when I...
That was pretty good.
Well, when I pitched, I was known as Gas Can.
Okay. Right.
Not Oil Can, Gas Can.
So, some other ones. It didn't make my list.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Unit, Randy Johnson. You know, that's a great all-time nickname.
You just made the list!
Yeah. Twins fans would know this one. He's still on TV. White Sox legend, the Big Hurt, Frank Thomas.
You just made the list!
Certainly a good one. Mr. Cub, of course, we all know Ernie Banks.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the single greatest player in Major League history. Certainly in that top five, the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays.
You just made the list!
You got a hammer and a Hank Aaron,
yes,
who was honored last night. You know, certainly. Way back in the day, all-time great Ted Williams, the Splendid Splinter. That's pretty cool.
I assume that was so, because of the splinting bats and stuff, I would assume?
No. I don't think he broke many bats.
Okay.
And he took off all those years in his prime for World War II.
I know, and then he came back and was just like, I mean,
oh, yeah,
you couldn't do that today. Like, it's unheard of to think about what he did. Like, think about the numbers in his prime that he stepped away because he...
Oh, for sure.
I mean, what Ted Williams did was remarkable.
Yeah, Ted Williams, just phenomenal. Reggie, Mr. October. You got to be of a certain age to remember Reggie in his prime with the A's, then the Yankees and his exploits in the 70s on the diamond. Mr. October is when that was born. Ozzie Smith, the Wizard.
Yes.
And the backflips, you know, on that blazing hot rug at the old Busch Stadium in St. Louis.
Let me ask you. Yeah, I was thinking about that. Let me ask you this, because Reggie Jackson was called Mr. October. Who was it that George Steinbrenner called like Mr. April or Mr. May?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Wasn't
we
there,
almost
like,
have to look that up.
Yeah, I know. I want to say,
and he wasn't being kind. And he certainly wasn't being kind when he said that. I'll get to some of the other ones that we didn't put on our list, mm-hmm, but they're all really good. From the story at MLB.com, and it came out a number of years ago. Eight Men Out, one of my favorite baseball movies. And he was also featured in Field of Dreams, and that's Shoeless Joe Jackson. Great, great nickname. The late Pete Rose, now eligible for the Hall of Fame. I think Mr. Trump will get an assist for putting some heat on the game. Charlie Hustle, hard to argue with that.
Yes.
Yogi Berra. Yogi, a nickname. His real name, Lawrence Berra. But I don't know if that was born in baseball. He kind of got that as a kid, but it's still pretty good. Big Poppy started his career here. Twins didn't need him.
Goes I love it when you call me Big Poppy.
Yeah. How about Cool Papa Bell? That's phenomenal.
That's a fantastic name.
Cool Papa Bell. I didn't think of Cool Papa, but that's a pretty good, mm-hmm, one. All right, Chris, I'll give you the honors.
All right.
Who made your list on your all-time favorite MLB nicknames anyway?
You mentioned one of them with the Big Unit, Randy Johnson. I look at that, and I mean, you look at him, you know, he's almost 7 feet tall, and, you know, you can't teach that. A remarkable, and the thing was, he backed it up. Like, dude was, like, legit scary on the mound with how hard he threw. And he was intimidated. Like, everything about him, you didn't want to smoke, as the kids would say. Another one, and I'm going to thank Tom Emanski for this, the crime dog, Fred McGriff.
Yeah, oh, for
and,
sure.
I mean, I
that
love...
That is an awesome, awesome nickname.
Yeah, that was one of the first ones that came through on our talk and text line. And the crime dog, Fred McGriff, I love it. Like, I thought Fred McGriff was absolutely the cat's meow. But maybe my favorite of all time. It's what fast is lightning. In fact, it was a little... I'm going to go with Pablo Sandoval. Oh, man, whoever cut this did an awful job. I'm not even gonna... This is what happens when I randomly grab audio from our library, and I think it was mixed back when we were actually putting together reel-to-reel tapes. I went with Kung Fu Panda, Pablo
That's
Sandoval.
Pretty good. Yeah, that is pretty good.
I mean, whenever you've got Kung Fu Panda, I don't care what your name is. I mean, you're Jack Black as far as I'm concerned. So Pablo Sandoval, Kung Fu Panda. Not intimidating, but I think it is the number one, my favorite baseball nickname. And he was good. Like, Pablo Sandoval was an all-star caliber player for several years before he kind of, you know, turned into that, you know, soft Chris Tubbs type of body.
Mine, I got a couple of old school. One is a tribute to Field of Dreams. Chisholm, Minnesota, appeared in one major league game for the Giants. Moonlight Graham.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Love that. And the story. And by the way, that guy you know that did a book on Moonlight Graham?
Yeah.
I want to get him on a Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, you just...
On a lake show.
You let me know and I'll have to do is text him.
Another one you want to read up on, this early stages of the game, Three Finger Brown. Mordecai Brown. Mordecai Three Finger Brown is quite a story. And he literally had on his pitching hand three fingers, and it made his stuff really good. Not that you want to cut off a couple of fingers to have that great stuff, but it's quite a story.
How do the umpires check you then? Are they like, okay, are you hiding like an extra appendage in your glove?
No.
No, okay.
But it's quite a story.
Okay.
And then finally, one of my favorites, the big cat,
yes.
Andrés Galarraga.
Yes.
The big cat.
That
is just awesome.
I mean, the...
I love that nickname. And there are some good ones on our text line, and I want to squeeze them in. Charlie King Kong Keller played in the 40s and 50s. Disco Dan Ford, that's a good one. Former twin, Disco Dan Ford.
Maybe that was like Lou Ford, and I'm thinking, is that?
No.
Okay.
Disco Dan Ford, that's old school twin stuff.
Okay.
From the 70s. We got a break.
Nails Lenny Dykstra from the Rat, Gary Gaetti, of course.
Yeah, that's another one. Another one, the Rat, super, super good nickname. It is a lot of fun. And MLB, even in the Wayback Machine, great nicknames. 7:48, 12 minutes now, in front of 8, here at News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It is the Major League All-Star break. Twins return to action in Colorado on Friday night. You'll hear them all here on the home of the Twins. From our text line at 651-461-9226, people are starting to take some shots. Like, how can you forget Jim Mudcat Grant or Harmon Killer Killebrew? With no disrespect whatsoever. Mudcat, great nickname in Twins lore.
Well, how about Catfish Hunter then? But he didn't talk to the
Jim Catfish Hunter. Outstanding nickname. Mm-hmm. And then here's one. How about Babe Ruth? George Herman Babe Ruth. One of the all-time greats, for sure. How about Jim Kitty Cat Cot? And I'll say this again. I loved it back in the day when Jim Cott was doing TV and then eventually moved on to the Yankees. And not only is a Hall of Fame player, but in my opinion.
Even announcers move on to the Yankees. I mean, everybody moves on.
Yeah, and a Hall of Fame broadcaster.
Absolutely.
Just absolutely on set. But I loved it when he interviewed Kirby, and Kirby would always just say, you know, call him Kitty.
Yeah,
I just loved that. You know, it was just, you know, Kirby always was just like Kitty.
You got that relationship, though. Like, there are certain people that can do that and get away with it.
Yeah, here's another old school one. Dizzy and Daffy Dean.
Yes, Dizzy Dean.
Wasn't Dizzy with the Cardinals?
I believe so. Weren't they part of the Gas House Gang?
Yeah. And then here's one that was kind of a Chris Berman, and he had his own bit. Someone texted in, Bert B. Home Bly 11. That was a Chris Berman deal on ESPN, not necessarily his nickname, but I do remember it. Chuckle.
That was one of the first ones that I could remember from Chris Berman. But I think that was a Chris Berman thing, and I think we're talking about the ones that were actually given to them while they were playing by players.
Or got as a kid.
Yeah, something that they earned before or during the majors.
Yeah, like Yogi. You know, he wasn't born Yogi. And here's another guy. He wasn't born Boog Powell. That's old school. I remember Big Boog for the Orioles way back in the day. And this is one we did mention and got on the and this is a phenomenal. Dennis Oil Can Boyd. I remember watching Oil Can pitch. Remember him most with the Red Sox, but that is a phenomenal nickname.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. How about La Tortuga?
Yeah, that's right. Our buddy the Turtle.
Come on. La Tortuga.
Oh, yeah.
See, I said La Tortuga, and you instantly...
Hey, that guy played the game with great joy.
I loved watching him play.
You could tell he was so thrilled to be in the big leagues, and I love that.
Yes.
You know, where they're happy to be there. And here's another good one from, and we didn't mean to disrespect, but Frankie Sweet Music Viola.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, big part, the 87 World Champs, for sure.
How about this one that I just thought of because we're going with the Twins? Senor Smoke.
Yes! Juan Berenguer, that's yes. another guy. You know, we should have just tightened it up and just done great Twins nicknames in reality.
We could probably, yeah, we can't do it.
Shame on us.
Shame on us. We are awful
this
people.
This has been a ton of fun.
Oh, by the way, did I tell you the out? It's 57-50.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't know if I put it on the sheet.
And here's one I didn't know. This I did not know, and I need to look it up to confirm. But someone texted in, Cy Young stood for Cyclone Young. His real name was Denton Young. Well, we're all familiar with the Cy Young Award. And what did he win? 511 games? No one will ever come near that. But his name was Denton Young, and I didn't know Cy stood for Cyclone. That... You learn something new every day.
I mean, at this point, it could be Cyborg because the guy was just a machine. I mean, 511 wins?
I think it is. The number sticks out, but it's a ridiculous number.
It is, and it no is one's insane. Ever get... And that's impressive for Cy Young, absolutely.
Well, and it gets to the point that there are... I don't think there's a pitcher that will ever come near 300 wins again.
No. No.
Ain't
no
going to happen.
Nope.
What is going to happen is the news and weather. And then we're going to take a break from the sports and stuff. But we'll talk pets with the vet, Dr. Gene Geske. If you have a question about your dog or cat, what's going on with them, the vet is in following the news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.